Now, Iran test fires more long and medium range missiles over the Persian Gulf on Thursday and the third day of IRGC military exercises. That is Islamic Revolutionary Guards Corps, it successfully test fired various classes of missiles, including shore to sea, surface to surface, and sea to air rockets in the third day of a large scale military drill dubbed the Great Prophet 3. IRGC forces also test fired a Hoot torpedo, which is an underwater missile and could not be detected by any missile defense system. The exercises have also included IRGC scuba divers and forces who conducted attacks with speedboats on hypothetical enemy targets. The commander of IRGC Brigadier General Jeff Hardy said on Thursday that our current military exercises would bring dignity for the country. He said the country's military experts have managed to greatly improve missiles' capabilities in terms of quality and accuracy by carrying out new technological changes. He said the objective of this military exercise was to improve the readiness of the country's armed forces for the rapid and powerful reaction to probable threats by ostensive enemies. Iran's foreign ministry spokesman on Thursday said that the Western countries have adopted a hostile approach to the IRGC military exercises and missile test fires. Mohammad Ali Hosseini condemned the West's hostile approach against Iran as a propaganda campaign in favor of the Israeli occupying regime. He referred to various provocative war games the U.S. and its allies conduct across the world, as well as exercises, that is, excessive threats of the Zionist regime. Hosseini said that U.S. and its allies are ignoring the enmity and threats of the Zionist regime, which are the root cause of insecurity and instability in the region. The official said the Islamic Republic's military exercises are aimed at maintaining the country's combat readiness and upgrading its defensive capabilities. An Iranian consortium started on Thursday the construction of the South Pars Gas Fields Phase 12 refinery in southern region of Tombak in Bushehr province. The project will cost $286 million and will be built in a 34-month period. It's predicted that the project will have an estimated $24 million turnover each day when completed. The managing director of Pars Oil and Gas Company has said the project has been developed in the form of a detailed engineering, procurement, construction, commissioning, and operation contract.
Iran's unemployment rate has dropped to 9.6% this spring, falling below the 10% mark for the first time in recent years. A labor minister official said the latest data released by Iran's Statistics Center shows that unemployment stood at 9.6% during the past season. The official said the figure shows a 1.1% fall compared to the same period last year. A Chinese acupuncturist has inserted 205 needles into his head for the Olympics.
Al-Mahdi told the Arabic daily Al-Sharq al-Awsat on Thursday that his government has asked the United States to end the immunity and other infinite rights of the foreign troopers in Iraq. He said the Iraqi officials have been seeking to modify the status of the occupation since November 2003, but the former U.S. Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld refused to specify the status of forces in Iraq in February 2004. Abdul-Mahdi said under the current rules, the U.S. military commanders could detain any Iraqis and confiscate their buildings and properties, while the Iraqi officials are not allowed to hold any U.S. trooper who has committed the worst crimes in a country. He said even the Iraqi president's order is not effective at the U.S. checkpoints in the Iraqi government's headquarters. And a survey by British Defense Ministry suggests that almost half of the country's military personnel are mulling over quitting the army. The survey shows about 47% of the British Army and Royal Navy respondents, and 44% of those in the Royal Air Force regularly feel like quitting. Those surveyed mentioned issues such as the frequency of tours, levels of pay, and the quality of equipment and housing as the reasons behind their concerns. The survey also showed wide differences between the levels of satisfaction expressed by officers in all services compared with other ranks. An Israeli occupying army martyred an unarmed Palestinian youth in the southern Gaza Strip earlier on Thursday, the first fatality since the fragile truce went into effect 3 weeks ago. The head of Gaza Emergency Services identified the victim as 18-year-old Salem Juma Al-Hamdi. The shooting of the Palestinian youth came as a resistance movement Hamas has insisted it's respecting the Egyptian mediated truce and doing its best to get other factions in the impoverished territory to do the same. Hamas said this itself was a violation of the truce deal. Before Thursday's shooting, Palestinian and UN officials also accused Israeli troopers of firing into the Gaza Strip on several occasions since the truce came into effect, wounding at least two people. A Hamas spokesperson said the killing was a serious challenge to the Egyptian brokered truce and could affect its stability.
These crimes will dangerously affect the truce. The mediators who care for the success of the truce should force the Israeli occupation to stop these crimes, because Hamas will not stay quiet or pass on these crimes.